Keep your heads down, you idiots. Those are grenade launchers they're using. Or not. I don't think now is the time to give etiquette tips for a battlefield. Hey! Very uncool! Okay, that's it, gang. Eat that! Why did I take this gig? Can anyone answer me that? Nope. I think they're all dead.
That... ow... makes me... mad. I've got to get out of here. They're moving back toward the south. Good. Not good. My leg. Need to make a call.
And that should explain why we're still not doing business, sweetheart. Still standing? Come on. You are one tough thug, you know that? Ugh, ow! You're actually connected! What now? I'm in the middle of a... oh! Vargas! Hiya! Hold that thought, Toots. Would you just fall down, fella?
Sunday, I need to talk to you.
You are, honey! You would not believe how tough this guy is I'm fighting right now. It's like that time when we were in London.
Sunday! I don't know. I'm not sure.
What are you saying, Vargas? You're kidding, right?
I've been hit. Bleeding.
What's that?
I need to tell you. I have information.
I can't make out half of what you're saying. Hold on just a sec. Ha! Now that's what I'm talking about. TKO, sucka! Vargas!
Not sure I can. Sending you info.
Vargas? Toots? Vargas?
StageStruck Audio Theater presents Sunday Novak and the Golden Library, Part 1, The Old Paths.
There you are. I've checked you out. Put on your cute britches and let's split.
They just operated on me this morning. And hello to you too.
Hiya, sweets. How about a big kiss?
How about no?
Okay, so you don't like my sense of humor. Sue me.
I would love to.
Why are you in a Moroccan hospital, Vargas? Playing mercenary to the highest bidder again?
Not when I first got the gig.
What was the pitch?
Courier to sensitive info to the chieftain in the African wild.
Yikes.
That's what I said. Amongst other things.
So?
Right as we got off the plane, the chieftain decided to go to war with another tribe.
Let me guess. They had big guns?
More than that. They had European mercs with flat-top haircuts and bad attitudes.
With you caught trying to deliver the goods...
I got the hard drives to the guy, but he left me and my escort high and dry as we tried to get out of there.
Any of them make it?
You're looking at him. I could use a drink.
I didn't bring any hooch with me.
Of water. Sheesh, the last thing I need is alcohol.
You must have gotten a concussion as well. Did you talk to your doctor about that? Let me get him.
Sunday, quit yapping.
Sorry.
We got pinned down by a bunch of thugs with grenade launchers.
Ooh, I like grenades.
Sunday.
Yep, zipped.
I got hit, just as I got on our boat and skedaddled.
But got hit in the process.
That's not why I called you.
I won't marry you, even if it is from your deathbed. I'm flattered and all, but hey.
Sunday.
What? No marriage proposal?
Not happening. I'm not on my deathbed.
Then why did you call me?
You're all heart. You know that?
Thank you.
Be serious.
I am.
One of the chieftain's associates gave me a present just as we were trying to hightail it out of there.
What was it?
That's why I called you.
Hold that lovely thought.
What's that?
It looks like some handsome European types with flat top haircuts.
You don't think they tracked me here, do you?
You want to take a chance?
No!
Hang on, Toots. I hope your hospital bed has wheels.
What? No! You have totally lost your mind.
I don't dare try and take those guys on with just a Bowie knife.
You don't have a gun on you?
I was being respectful of you and laid up in the hospital.
You're a maniac!
I just hope they don't go shooting innocent bystanders in there.
We won't be able to get away from them rolling down the street on a hospital bed.
Okay, fine. Have it your way.
You came in that?
What's wrong with it? Not my color?
It's a Humvee. We're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Speaking of sore, up you go.
You're killing me.
Don't be so melodramatic. In.
I'd like to talk about...
We were right. They are after you.
How do you...
They're running out of the hospital this way.
Get me in this thing. Go. Go, go, go.
Your wish is my command, sweetie. We need to find an airport and get out of here.
This is what they want.
Where did you have that hidden? You were only wearing a hospital gown.
Take a look.
I'm trying to drive.
I can hold the wheel. You need to look.
Fine, but keep it between the lines.
I can handle it.
It's an old manuscript.
Would you look at it?
I am! It's in Greek, obviously. My Greek is a bit on the rusty side.
Am I wrong? Or is that-
Holy cow! Vargas!
Is it then?
This is a collection of poems by Virgil.
That's what I thought.
But why would they want to kill you for this?
It's some kind of-
Okay, watch the road!
I am!
It's got a black double-headed eagle design on the opening page.
And? Tinkle any bells?
We've got to get out of here, and I need to make a phone call. Now, give me back the wheel!
What are we dealing with?
We tracked the items to the hospital in the city.
And yet, you don't have the item.
The Merc had a little helper.
Who?
Not sure. Got a picture of her and I'll run it through our facial recognition software.
This is not what was supposed to happen, Fiona.
I know you're looking for someone to blame, but I'm not the one to go pointing fingers at. I've been called in for cleanup.
Understood. I'm upset by all of this.
Clearly. Whoever handed the manuscript over to the tribal chief got this all started.
And he's been dealt with.
What was he hoping to?
A trade for the life of someone he loved.
So in the meantime?
Have you checked the trains, planes,
we
or-
We think they got on a private plane half an hour ago.
Think? What's that mean?
Not pointing fingers or anything, Keegan, but the talent you've got here is yours. Except for me.
Alright. You're tracking the plane?
Working on it, but whoever is behind this is good. And I mean really good.
Be better.
Oh, I am. You can bank on that.
I am, Fiona. Find me that manuscript.
Fermented grape from the vine?
I'll pass. I'm still in a lot of pain here.
Didn't the injection help?
The way you jabbed me? Now I have one more wound to worry about.
You complain all the time.
So, explanation time.
What do you know about the double-headed eagle?
The symbol for Ivan the Terrible.
Bingo, sweets.
One of the most powerful rulers of Russia.
When Russia was Russia...
I knew it had some value as far as antiquity goes.
It's more than that, Vargas.
It would have to be for my crew to get shot to pieces.
The manuscript is a great artifact. Don't get me wrong. But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
What's it worth?
Money-wise, not 100%. A couple hundred grand to the right collector.
Nice.
But if this leads to what I think it will lead to, only spare change.
Do tell.
What do you know about the missing golden library of Ivan the Terrible?
Any news?
Hold that thought.
Is that our boy?
It is. I've hacked into the hospital security footage for the hallway he was on.
Who's the woman with him?
Not 100%.
Do your magic with your facial software.
Sure.
Still blurry.
Hold that thought.
Okay. I'm stumped. Who am I looking at?
Oh, can't be.
Tell me.
Let me make sure. I'll send the pic to a colleague in Paris.
The look on your face is telling me this isn't a good thing.
If it's who I think it is, we might be screwed.
I don't like that assessment, Fiona. Who is she?
I think it's Sunday Novak.
The mercenary? So?
She's not just a merc, Keegan. She's part of the Knights Templar.
Watch the bumps, Sunday. Remember, I'm the walking wounded.
Oh, come on, get tough.
You make me tired all over.
Yep, that's what I do best.
This library.
Dubbed the Golden Library. Ivan the Terrible put together a collection of Egyptian, Greek, and Roman manuscripts.
This is the 1400s?
Yeah, the late 1400s.
Would you please hit another bump? I love it. I'm missing our airplane right about now.
Sorry.
Why is the library missing?
Ivan the Fourth, Ivan the Terrible's son.
Awfully creative with the names, aren't they?
No doubt. Ivan to the Fourth Power wanted to start stashing weapons below the Kremlin, which is where the library was supposed to be.
And he closed it off.
He did. People have been searching for it ever since. The Russians searched into the 1990s, but didn't find it.
But this manuscript I was given?
We're about to find out.
I take it we're going somewhere that will help with that?
That's right, Toots. Ever been to a Templar castle before?
You're joking, right?
Hold on to your hat. I'm about to blow your mind.
My gun sight is off just a hair.
Grouping's off a bit.
I was just commenting about that. Well?
My contact confirmed it.
Sunday Novak?
Yes.
For certain?
Yes.
You've crossed paths with her?
Once. That was enough.
Oh, come on.
She is someone to be reckoned with. That's all I'm saying.
And what about this Templar nonsense?
They weren't dissolved like the history books tell it. They regrouped and set themselves up as an order committed to keeping a balance of peace and chaos.
And their interest in the manuscript?
Right up their alley. They protect artifacts from the past as part of their mission.
Meaning they won't like us trying to steal it from them.
Not at all.
Will they sell it?
By now, Sunday has a pretty good idea of what she has.
About that.
Where are we going?
Our strike force found the chieftain's man who had the manuscript in the first place.
And you want to know the source?
I do.
And then what?
Once he tells me, I'm going to kill him and you're going to dispose of the body.
Is that part of my job description now?
It is. You okay with that?
If you're okay with the invoice, I'll charge.
Put it on my tab.
No way.
You like?
Have any openings for a vacay I'm planning during the summer?
It's not a resort.
I wouldn't think so with that drawbridge at the front door.
It was built in the 1100s.
Right here in Ponferrada, Spain. Who would have thought?
The Templars fortified it and used it to store foodstuffs and gold.
Of course they did. Are we going to sit here all night?
I sent a text earlier. They must be verifying I'm who I say I am.
Open sesame.
Good timing.
Question.
Shoot.
If the manuscript is legit...
I think you know the rest of it.
Sunday. No way. Come on.
If it's from the Golden Library...
Why do I get tangled up in these things?
You like hanging out with me.
What if...
Hold that thought.
Finally!
Why take a train? We flew out of Morocco without any issue. Why go to Italy and then take a train out to Rome?
Not the biggest fan of flying. I'm concerned that if it is this Sunday Novak you keep talking about, we should keep as low a profile as possible.
She could be searching the airports, but she'll think of trains as well.
By the time she finds us on this train, we'll be in Hamburg.
We need to find out where she is.
I still have a team working on it.
I'm not sure we can get inside the archives our contact talked about.
Speaking of which...
He was buried in a ditch by some of your crew.
Good. Some details I can't be bothered with.
You did shoot the man.
only after he gave us what we wanted. It seemed a fair trade.
And here we go.
Germany isn't my favorite country.
Too many memories?
Too many bounties on my head.
He could have been lying, you know.
I considered that. We'll find out.
How limited are your resources on this venture?
I wouldn't worry about that if I were you.
Only asking.
If this leads to where I think it will, the cost is completely immaterial.
The Russians have been looking for it for centuries.
The catacombs underneath the Kremlin go on for miles and miles. Or so I'm told.
If Sunday realizes what she has.
Which we have to assume she will.
Then we'll also have to assume that the Templars will take an interest.
What for? It's Russian in origin and the library.
The text is a poem by Virgil. It's possible that the very manuscript passed through the Templars' hands sometime during their history.
I don't like what you're suggesting.
I don't either. I've tackled them before and it wasn't pretty.
For?
Either side.
Ah, let's see what we've got.
Any news?
We think she and her companion traveled to Spain.
Spain.
Why would they go to Spain? Wouldn't they want to go east instead? As in Russia?
Ponferrada.
What's there?
The Templar stronghold still in pristine condition. Word is, they still operate a unit out of the castle there.
We should cause her some delays then.
Shouldn't we verify that she's actually there?
Sure. Consider it done.
I'll contact someone about getting into the archives in Hamburg.
Sounds like a plan. I wonder...
What?
Do you think they serve caviar on this train?
Big door. Man.
I have one just like it in my house.
You don't.
You've never been to my house.
Who are we here to see?
What? You bored or something?
I'm in pain, Sunday. Hello?
Wine. You know that?
I hate you.
Not likely. Let's see if he's in.
You don't want to wait to be invited in?
He's had plenty of time to examine the manuscript.
Come on in, Sunday.
Hey, a big man. Vargas, meet Isaac Flagg.
Vargas, you're limping.
I sure am.
We should have that looked at.
That would be nice.
After we find out about the manuscript?
Who is this guy, anyway?
In the world of Templar Knights, he's in the top 5.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Top 3. Easy.
Great. Are all you Templars smart alecks?
Only Sunday and myself. The rest are a bunch of fuddy-duddies.
Boy, are they ever. Well, handsome, what's the word?
Ah, the manuscript. The paper is right, and so is the ink.
Meaning it's legit?
Hold your water, big man.
The main thing is the double-headed eagle. That is authentic.
And?
Each beak has a tongue sticking out. Check. A crown on top with a double cross. Check. The wings have the correct number of feathers.
Okay, cut it with the suspense.
It's the real deal.
So what are you saying?
That this manuscript was at one time stored in Ivan the Terrible's library collection.
The Golden Library, then.
I can't know that for sure, but the assumption is yes.
And this is what we were being hunted down for?
I'm going to assume again.
That would be a big yes.
You stole my thunder.
Sorry, we're on a schedule here.
For?
Yeah, Sunday. For what?
We've authenticated it, and I can get it shipped to one of our more secure locations for storage and preservation.
Is that what we want to do with it?
The alternative?
Track who had it before and possibly to the source.
Did you track them at any airports?
No, probably traveling by train.
To where?
Good question.
You do realize the Golden Library, if it's still in existence, is below the Kremlin.
We have contacts in Russia, Isaac.
Not in the Kremlin, we don't.
So is this my good deed for the year? Can I go lay down for a while? I'm in a lot of pain here.
Yeah, of course, Vargas. Sorry.
This doesn't bode well, Sunday.
My sentiments as well.
There are too many questions.
One, who is after us? Two, why release the manuscript through an African warlord? Three, why put it out there in the first place?
And four, does this mysterious source have more manuscripts from the legendary library?
You're right. Too many questions. And you're absolutely sure it's not a fake?
It's not a fake.
What about the poems themselves? Anything?
I haven't had enough time to examine them. They are Virgil's, and many of them are already known. A couple are more obscure, and I'm not sure how to cross-reference them.
We have archivists that can work on that type of thing. You've got better things to do.
Always.
What is it this time? A piece of the True Cross? The Holy Lance?
Nothing like that.
You and your relics.
That's part of what I do as a Templar.
You should be with me traveling the world, facing down danger and getting—
I travel the world and face plenty of danger.
I meant with me.
I know what you meant.
Isaac.
We've had this talk before, sweetheart.
I know that, babe, but it never hurts to have it again.
You and I would burn each other to a crisp.
Yeah, I'd like that.
We would also be a liability to the Templars. I know. I'm a party pooper.
No, too loyal. Too responsible.
I love you too. Come on, let's lock this up in the vault.
And then make me a burger. I'm starved.
Of course. Get the door.
Hamburg?
No, a contact in Spain. There's been activity at the Templar Castle.
What does that mean?
Someone's visiting.
So what?
Our contact says it's the first visitor in several weeks.
Do we have any hired guns nearby there?
Several.
Should I get off the next stop and fly there?
No, I want you and Hamburg with me.
Do you want me to coordinate an attack?
Yes, do it. Even if it's a distraction, we need time in Hamburg to hunt through the archives.
Just so you know, the Templars are highly trained professionals.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Are you prepared for a high body count?
What a silly question to ask, Fiona.
All right, let me get on it.
Good burger. I could keep you around as my personal chef, or something more.
Let's not sing that same song again.
Dream killer.
One of my best qualities.
If you say so.
We should check on your friend Vargas.
His bandages probably need to be changed.
And then?
Should we check in with Paris?
What for? We're independent agents.
So you say.
Well, most of the time.
Maybe we should check in with the Grand Poobah and see what's the next logical step.
I doubt they'll want you to pursue it beyond preserving the manuscript.
I'm curious.
This is me surprised.
Uh-oh. I promise I didn't touch anything.
I need a computer console. Through here.
Look at the toys you get to play with.
Perimeter breach. Let's see if we can get a visual.
Probably a stray dog or two.
Those aren't dogs.
And they have big guns.
Your pursuers are smarter than you give them credit for.
Got any cannons in this castle?
Sorry, we're gonna have to do it the old-fashioned way.
You better watch it. You're flirting with me.
I am?
You am.
Let's go to the arsenal and get some firepower.
You say the sweetest things.
And we need to get your pal Vargas. Have a pistol or two.
I'll take a couple of these.
I'll contact the local authorities. We play nice here with the police.
Well, shucky darn, partner.
You're cute. You know that? Watch it.
I needed some target practice. What's that? Down!
Been listening to State Struck Audio Theater's production of Sunday Novak and the Golden Library, Part 1, The Old Paths. In the cast, as Sunday Novak, Cela Tucker, Vargas, Carson Ediger, Fiona, Ariana Webb, Keegan, Nolan Whitney, Isaac, Dalton DeVoe. Script by Brett Jones. State Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.